hear the music. Time to connect the dots. Hey, this is Tom Edison speaking. Hey, that's my music playing in the background, and it's time to connect the dots. Yeah, there's so many crazy things happening in the world. Hey, how about Tucker Carlson? You know, hey, like over 100 million views paying attention to his new program. Well, that's a good sign for good things. But, you know, we still have to deal with the crappy fake news media. It's such a joke. I watch it every day. I watch the news every day because I want to find out what the enemy's doing and the dark side is doing. Well, I have to get to it right away because it's kind of annoying. You know, I've told everyone before, go to 2012portal.blogspot.com. The site Cobra is the code name for the representative that tells us what the resistance to the dark side is doing. I hope that's what they mean when they say the resistance. I hope it's not the resistance to the good guys. But anyhow, this has been dragging out for so long. Are we there? Are we here? I mean, that was it. Like, I just transferred a timeline, I think. Hey, anything can happen in this universe. It's a universe with all possibilities. So anyhow, here's the deal, you know? I mean, back November of 2022, they were talking about pole shifts and tidal waves. And then it was like all of a sudden it was the problem has been solved. You know, the good guy's going to make sure we don't have a pole shift or a drastic one. There's going to be no problem. There's going to be no tidal waves. And now all of a sudden the tidal waves are back from the same site. I mean, what the hell is going on here, you know? And talk about originally, the first tidal wave message I ever heard about the pole shifts was talking about tidal waves a mile high. Now they're talking 5 miles high. I mean, this is almost like they sound like the deep state trying to scare us. I can't even believe how a tidal wave could be 5 miles high. The oceans aren't even 5 miles deep. How could the water splash higher than what the depth of the oceans are? You know, doesn't even make any sense. You know, common sense is everything. But hey, this is call-in radio show. Enlighten me if I can't, why I can't figure out that, why that should make sense. Hey, number here is 888-627-6008. You know, that's the toll-free number if you are in the USA and Canada. How about that? And most of you are watching on or listening on your computer, and the other numbers there, if you're from another part of the world, of course, you'll have to pre-dial the access exchange to get into the U.S., whatever it may be. I'm sure it's different places in different parts of the world. Yeah. So, there's just so many people. Who do you believe nowadays, you know? And again, the whole thing with this Cobra thing, I'd like to believe I've tried to communicate with these people in the past, and they're just, you know, they're not on my level of thinking, the people that represent them. And why doesn't the Galactic Federation, you know, they gave a great explanation why they can't contact us, you know. Supposedly now there's this supercomputer that is hooked up to the optic nerves behind our eyes, and they can see everything we're doing, you know. But where's the proof of that? You know, I hear it's a scare tactic statement almost. And that's their excuse for not contacting us, because the dark side will know that they're contacting us personally, and then the people will be targeted. Yeah, okay, we can understand that. But at the same time, you know, just as much as I'm a believer, I'm a skeptic also. And like when you make this blanket statement, everybody has hooked into this evil computer and they can see everything that we're doing, that we look at, you know, I can understand the real God being able to do that. Why create creations where you can't watch what they're doing? But the dark side having that power, please. You know, I mean, now you're getting on the bit of like, come on, how much of this crap do we have to swallow? And again, it all ends with the same thing. Oh, we've cleared the Chimera spiders out there around our planet. We've taken down the energy net. But still, the dark side controls the surface of the planet. Well, all I've been hearing for the last 4 or 5 years is about all these electronics, underground bases, and some of it must be true, and dark side that always the last people on the list is us, the surface planet, the surface of the planet, and we're the ones who are suffering. You know, you said you came here to rescue us, but man, you should have started 100 years earlier with all this shit that you've been talking about doing. And of course, I like what I'm talking here, I can't get to talk to them about it, you know. Because, the, you know, I won't even get to speak to who's ever in charge of, whether it's Ashtar Command or the fake Ashtar Command or the other people, you know. And I'm a believer, but I'm a skeptic, too, because this is all dragging out too long. And these people dribbling the information out there about the your chakras, you know, they're disconnected, and you need to connect them all to make the ascension. I don't know if that's helpful or fear tactics, yet they don't really tell you, give you the details about how to easily do this. Are you going to tell us that it's too difficult for us to do? And why, again, why did you guys show up so late to be doing all this stuff, you know? It irks me. Believe me, if I had some powerful position in the universe when this whole thing, and if you listen to the Yasha Ariana deciphering of the holographic crystal, whatever that may be, I'm not sure that we didn't get to see a picture of it. It's from this group called the Melchizedek Cloister Emerald Order, and they're talking about the big rebellion in the universe 570 million years ago. Well, why wasn't this thing nipped in the bud? I mean, really? I mean, we know some things on Earth here, regular people, we know it. A stitch in time saves nine. No, they let this thing drag out. Bad choice. I don't care what you say. It was a bad choice. And I'll defend that with anyone, you know? And it's unbelievable that this thing was allowed to manifest and it turned into black holes, negative matrices, and we're still connected to it somehow, some way. And you know, it's just annoying to hear this stuff, you know, that you've underestimated the dark side. Well, why'd you let them get so powerful for, you know? Plenty of time, this thing should have been nipped in the bud, you know, this Ariana, Aisha, Ariana stuff, the Guardians. Now, are the Guardians working with Cobra? Is the Galactic Confederation working with the Guardian Alliance? And what about the Galactic Federation and the good Anunnakis versus the bad Anunnakis and the Pleiadians versus the bad Pleiadians? I mean, all this is like, who do we believe, you know? I mean, and you people are not, you entities are not willing to show yourselves, really, except to a few. And those people are probably so dumbfounded that they're not bold enough to challenge you and ask you, like, maybe something three times to find out if you're legitimate or ask the key questions, you know? And what about the, I remember announcing on this radio show, I don't know how time flies. I think it's been 2 years now, going on 2 years, the Pleiadians said, hey, if you've got a piece of property, we'll land a small craft to meet with you. Well, you know, funny thing, you know, I can't possible to follow all the people that are putting forth information out there, but I haven't heard one case of anybody taking advantage of that offer, and we don't know. Is it the good Pleiadians or the bad Pleiadians? And these are important questions that need to be considered. You know, we're talking about raising the Earth vibration. And by the way, if you listen to the two previous shows before me, James Gillian and ET Yoga guy, Charles Green, they have a lot of good information coming forth. You know, I've got good information too, but I'm a skeptic at the same time. I'm a believer at the same time, but I know how to correlate things and connect the dots. That's why I'm the connect the dots person, because some things don't make sense, and then I start to question them, and I get irritated when people still coming up with excuses. These aren't people. These are entities from other races, you know? The Galactic Confederation, the Guardian Alliance, they don't want to show themselves. And they seem to put their information out as we're just supposed to accept everything they say. But when the stuff they're pointing out, their personal viewpoints or their interpretation of the situation begins to sound a little sour and it doesn't make sense, we need to put it into question about what we're being fed here, information. Hey, listen. You know, I'm a clear-thinking person. I've been thinking since childhood on my own. I never once in my life asked for advice what to do, because I've always intuitively know how to make my decisions along the path. And I'm not saying that to brag. I'm just telling you who I am, you know? And that's a fact. Never once in my life did I ever ask from an adult. We're talking about, you know, whether it was 3, 4, or 5 years old on, about what I should do. I was aware of what was going on around me. I had my concerns, and I always made my decisions on my own. And if I made a wrong decision, well, maybe I paid a price. You know, it's like that old song by Frank Sinatra, I did it my way. Regrets, I had a few, but then again, too few to mention, and boy, that is my story. Very few regrets. But hey, I make mistakes occasionally too. We all do. That's part of being human. I make them just like anybody else, but I don't make that many of them. I've got a real 99% correct track record all the time. Sometimes you could slip down to 98 on a bad day, and other days I'm the 100%. You know, and I always strive to be always 100%, but if I'm not, I don't worry about it, because when you're that correct and that good at figuring things out, man, you're up there. That's all you need to know. And I'm questioning a lot of things, you know, and I'm putting it out here. Hey, this is calling radio show. If something I say rings calling, you got phones. We all got phones. And it's to my amazement, though, I put the messages out there, why the ETs are afraid to call into my thing. Are they afraid that somebody has the guts to stand up and ask them, like, question them why they're not doing this or why they're doing this, why this doesn't make any sense? I don't know. Are they gutless? Are they cowards? Are they scared? What the hell is it? please don't try to tell me you're talking about you're part of a galactic force here to rescue Earth. If you're taking down technologies we didn't even know existed, we're working against us. And you can't tell me that you can't figure out how to make a telephone call to an Earth radio station without being detected or giving away your location. Come on, please. You know, you have no excuse. So what is it? Are you, you know, what is the problem here? You need to communicate with us, not just give us information via the teletape, ticker tape machine, you know, not just downloaded via somebody else or have it channeled or get somebody to write a book to represent you. You need to talk to us directly. Because a lot can be determined in a conversation, the inflection of your words, the way you answer questions, the way you hesitate will tell us a lot about how truthful are you being with us. So what's the problem? I mean, if there's anybody listening to me that has a strong personal galactic connection, get these people to call into this radio show. Believe me. You're not going to, if anything, you might feel intimidated, but I'll try to be friendly as I can. But we need to have some direct communication with the real people here. No, they won't put my life in danger. And no, they won't find out where you're calling from if you're smart enough to figure out how to do that. I mean, really. Oh, man. But this is important stuff, you know? I've had the privilege of talking with a few people that had brought some good information out into this world, and others are just recluses, or they're scared, or they're just irresponsible and unresponsive, and they just don't want to get back to people, or they don't know how, or they're afraid to deal with somebody that might have a little more knowledge than they do. And most of my knowledge is from personal experience, which you can experience a lot in this world. And I find when I listen to the information coming out from these extraterrestrials, some of them know us people on Earth very good, and some of them, they don't have a clue who they're talking to or who they're dealing with. And some of these ones that don't have a clue might be sending you some of this information. Like, I mean, come on. We don't need a history lesson from 570 billion years ago, and why'd you wait so long to give it to us now at the last minute? And then included in your history lesson, you just make something, and I'm going to put it out here. Maybe the word can get passed along to the Asia or the Jesuit cloister, please. Doesn't matter who's right or wrong, but when you're putting out there stuff that doesn't make sense, you know, the Guardian Alliance information about the 15-dimensional matrix that we are in, of course, there's other ones probably, they make the ignorant statement of first of the three Yeshuas, well, there might be four, you know, they're not willing to talk about all the information that's out there on Jesus, and there's a lot, certainly a lot more, and a lot more believable stuff that's outside of the Bible. You don't know about it? Well, apparently these guys don't know about it either. And they have the audacity to try and negate Jesus as he came down with three Yeshuas, they say. First one comes down as a 12-dimensional being, you know, and gain some notoriety or whatever. Then the second one comes down as a 9-dimensional being. Now, why would you send the most knowledgeable one from the 12th dimension down and then follow that up with a less knowledgeable one from the 9th dimension? What's the, you know, where's the logic in that? And this Melchizedek cloister on the Emerald Order, I'll never be a speaker for them. They wouldn't want me, you know? You got it all wrong. The three Yeshuas you're talking about, and the fourth one might be the real one, are above your 15-dimensional matrix. So why are you talking like people from within the 15-dimensional matrix came down. One is a 12D, 12-dimensional aura beam, all the chakras intact and fully functional, and then the 9-dimensional one. And I don't think you're even aware about the real one who came down and transfigured. And then you want to try to tell us, well, he wasn't crucified. You know, why would God crucify his himself? Well, now you're really talking stupidity, because if you really understood the difference between, there's a difference between Jesus of Nazareth who walked the earth and the Heavenly Father whom he told us to pray to. No mention of the Heavenly Father. You know, you keep all the user talking source. Well, that's kind of impersonal now, isn't it? But you think that's okay. So how little do you know? You know your small corner. I mean, it's a big corner. You know your small corner, 15-dimensional matrix, maybe from the 15th dimension down. But what about all the stuff beyond that? 15-dimensional matrices, those kind of realities that you're claiming to be superiors in were created by the creator gods, one of which was Jesus, who came down to earth to live as a normal human. And I don't think it's one of the three you're talking about. And there's a lot of information. It doesn't jive with anything that you guys at the Melchizedek Cloister Emerald Order are saying about Jesus, the one we know as Jesus of Nazareth. And maybe you wouldn't see the wisdom of fulfilling the prophecy of the crucifixion. Maybe you wouldn't see that or understand that. You know, and it was God himself, the Heavenly Father, the single source of all there is, the personality, the Heavenly Father, who made the decision that Jesus was to go ahead and allow him to be crucified. And that's how it played out. Okay? And if you're not aware of that information, you don't know jack shit, period. And then, you know, I've been, you know, there's so much stuff and misinformation going out there. And I have, of course, other questions about the Melchizedek Cloister Emerald Order, and they're telling you the story from 570 million years ago. They're telling it almost from the aspect of, let's have a little understanding, consideration for the guys who blew up the 12th Stargate and separated our matrix from the whole universe. You know? What are you guys, were part of that once, and you want to have a little sympathy for the devil? Well, that doesn't jive, you know? And why was, you know, if this universe is supposed to be built around love, when factions start warring with themselves, why are you letting it to continue? There's ways to stop wars as soon as they start. Maybe you don't have the ingenuity to comprehend how to do that, but it's not that difficult. All these wars on Earth could be stopped quite quickly if there was some people in charge who had the ingenuity and knew how to orchestrate the situation, which will make me switch the topic immediately. Because I've told you people before, hey, I ran the last three elections. That's right, presidential candidate, writing candidate. It's the only way I can do it. I'm a poor person, you know? Of course, I don't get any support from anybody because they all believe I couldn't win. Well, if everybody voted for me, I could win, definitely. And my game plan, this, you know, you should, if you're listening to me, you should take this seriously, because I'm the only guy on this damn planet that knows how to solve all the problems. And with the authority of to be the president of the United States, I would have access to all the problems. And with a little ingenuity, everything can be addressed simultaneously and quickly, way quicker than these aliens are supposedly rescuing us. They've been at this thing for years. Come on. Problems can be solved instantaneously when you know how to go about doing it, you know? And I've got talents way beyond what anybody is teaching out there. You know, I taught myself. And so I'm the master of these teachings, and I know how to put them into action. And that's what makes me the most qualified person to be the next president of the United States. And I've got the perfect game plan. I want all Democrats and all Republicans in America to vote for me, get behind me, and stop the insanity of keeping the logjam in process. The total insanity of the us versus the them game, the Democrats versus the Republicans. It's a game that's created a logjam in Congress, and nothing gets done. And the only thing that does get done, because they're always fighting each other, is they do favors for the people with the bribe money that want the special favors, and they put them into bills. And then they argue out, well, my group wants this, my group wants that. And then they battle it out down to the last minute every time in a logjam situation. And nobody gets everything they want. And none of the things they get basically are close to nothing, are for the people. It's all for the special interest groups. So, you know, I'm offering everyone in America an opportunity, and you should, if only I had the airwaves to say this, the opportunity to end all this bullshit in government. We have to unite the political parties. In fact, there really shouldn't be any political parties, but we know that cold turkey situation won't happen like that. But we, in this coming election, we can unite both political parties to support somebody that knows what to do. The candidates are all losers. And for your Trump lovers, he's a friggin' loser too, because he had 4 years to do something and he didn't play his hand right. And look what happened to him. They ganged up on him and threw him out. He had no ingenuity. He had no real solutions. He talked about, well, I'm going to hire the smartest people. Well, that says he doesn't know anything right there. You know, as president of the United States, I'm not hiring anybody, really. You know, I'll listen to advice from anybody, but I'm not even looking for advice. I know what to do. And as president and commander-in-chief, I'll start giving the orders. And we'll start solving the problems. It's that simple. And that's what a real leader does, you know? And if you're a Democrat, and you, how could you seriously vote for this mindless clone called Biden, you know, a defective creature, a defective clone, a criminal, you name it, and from a criminal family, a pedophile, you name it, it's everything dead. How could you consider voting for that? And the fact that the Democrat Party doesn't have anybody else even thinking of running, it shows you how pathetic the situation is. Look at the losers running in the... And Trump is one of those losers, along with the guy in Florida, because he's a flip-flopper. It's been proven already. And come on, Humpty Dumpty running for president? Oh, my God. You know, people just look at it like he destroyed New Jersey when he was governor. Didn't do anything for the people. No, total moron, total Humpty Dumpty, you know? Yeah, and if I feel like calling fat people Humpty Dumpty, I will. And that's just too bad. You know, I have a right to my opinion, you know. Don't take it that seriously, but, you know, it's part of human nature. We like to make fun of people sometimes. And I'll call them all losers. The whole cavalcade of wannabes for the Republican nomination, including Trump. Come on, this guy doesn't know how to order breakfast in the diner, let alone lead a country, and he proves he didn't then. Sure, he made a few good executive orders. Well, if you're the president, boy, you're entitled to make executive orders. So he did a few good things there that were beneficial to America. But then he wasn't smart enough to hold on his position of authority. And he couldn't get the Congress to do anything. He had both parties, and he couldn't get the Congress to do anything. Shows you how smart he was. You know, please. God forbid he should ever stand on a stage and talk to me. I'll chop him up like yesterday's vegetables, because my tongue is razor sharp and I know what I'm talking about. And I would quickly ask him the questions that I know he doesn't know anything about. And he'd be going, doing the Ralph Cramming and humming, humming, humming there. Yeah. Well, you're listening to a real leader here. A person who knows what he's talking about can back up anything he says. You know, I make it, that's part of my criteria, part of my ethics. I'm going to say something unless I can back it up. I never lose a verbal argument. So I warn people, don't try me. But, you know, for amusement's sake, sometimes I play along with people, let them think they're right. Doesn't matter to me, you know? Whatever. But I just had to say that. Yeah, I'm running for president of the United States as a write-in candidate. All you got to do is show up at the polls right in my name, Tom Anderson. And you ought to pass around the word. Every Democrat and every Republican could do it. We could have a happy election then. We wouldn't need poll watchers because we know everybody's going to vote for the one person. If all the Democrats and all the Republicans vote for the same guy, well, he's it. You know, we won't have to even do the electoral count. We can have the celebration party before the evening's over and just declare victory. And it'll be a happy experience for everyone, you know. We can have Democrats and Republicans all in the same room, having drinks with each other or telling jokes or something, and we'll all have a good time. And then the following day, I'll just get to work and show you how easy all these problems can get solved, including the wars in other countries. But first, we're going to take care of America. You know, there's a gold mine sitting down there, not for the crooks, but for just the whole country down there in Texas. All those migrants looking to come in, that's a gold mine if you know how to work the situation correctly. You know, a business solution to solve a problem. That's one of my favorite tools. What about all these? We'll address all these people that are being flooded and stuff like that. You know, I taught myself what foolproof flood control is. No, it's not what the Army Corps of Engineers try to tell you. Okay, what the hell do they know? Anybody in the Army, you're not free thinkers because you're part of the Army. You know, but I figured it out quite a while ago. And I've said it before and I said it again, but I'm sure you understand. Anytime I try to present total flood control to any government, they wouldn't even return the call. They don't want to hear about it, let alone pay me to do the job, you know, because it's all about bribe money. All the money in government, they have to save that for the people that are bribing them for kickbacks. Yeah, I want to, you know, I want to buy enough farmland and grow only GMO food. And I'll give you a 50% kickback on whatever I made. Okay, Devil Gates, we'll give you as much land as you want. Look at those crazy people in... I am sure rambling on a lot today. But look at those crazy people in Europe. No offense if you're listening from Europe. Crazy governments, I mean. You know? And all under the direction of the European Union, you know, New World Order Central there, European Union, using their weight, bribing the politicians, you know, that's how they get their way. The Irish people, yeah, we want you to kill 200,000 cows because they fart too much and cause climate situation. Meanwhile, there's probably dozens of arsonists running around Canada, setting fires to every piece of woodland, and most of Canada is woodland. So, man, there'll be no end to this. They'll keep those fires burning until the end of time. Plenty of woods to burn there, you know, and then the politicians can all hop on board and say, look, this is the fault of climate. This is the manifestation of the climate hoax. You're seeing it now. And they're going to come up with more schemes for climate control. Yeah. We want to put 300,000 French farmers out of business to combat climate. the climate hoax. Yeah, pretty soon they'll be going to call it the climate hoax. Never mind if it's a hoax. Just conform to what we tell you to do. Because that's how bold these people have gotten. And oh, who's on the bandwagon with the vaccines and the masks again? Biden and his... his pathetic vice president. I don't know who's more pathetic. I mean, we could take a vote on that. Who is more pathetic? But let's not waste our time. The bottom line is everything is out of control. Government is the enemy of the people in every country in the world, and the people have to rise up. There has to be a declaration of independence, a new declaration of independence in the U.S., and it has to be done by the regular people. The politicians will not help us, you know, because they're all on the take. They're all liars. They're all deceivers. They have no solutions, and they are committed to being the enemy of the people just so they can continue having their cushy little job where they do nothing except make appointments to take bribe money. And tell me I'm wrong. Hey, it's a call-in number. You tell me I'm wrong. And if you tell me about the one or two people that don't fall into that bag, what about the other 543, huh? Same story. Every other country in the world, the governments don't help the people. They milk the people dry for whatever they can, and they take away their freedoms because they are making big money under the table to take away the people's freedoms and to force them to get poisonous vaccines, you know? So everything has been uncovered already. What is everybody brain dead? They've uncovered the fact that these programs with the vaccines were started way before the COVID thing, the first COVID case was announced. And it's also been proven that there is no COVID because nobody can produce it, you know? It's all influenza A or B, and that's been scientifically proven in the U.S. by two universities. And we've uncovered all the bad guys, all the bribe money that Biden and his son are taking, and they're just getting away with it. There is no prosecution. You know, and all the military and the police want to do is harass the poor people that speak up. That's all they want to do. And guess what? They get paid big money. In the military, the people in the higher echelon, the majors and the generals, they're the guys who make the decision. When you're in the military, you don't own your life anymore. You're at the mercy of the people at the top. And so... the people at the top receive big bribe money. They tell the people below what to do, and if you don't do it, you end up in jail or maybe killed. Who knows? But that's where we're at, you know? And people need to start forming their own police departments. This whole thing about the town hiring police, that it doesn't work out anymore because all police don't have ethics. You know, and they don't know how to deal with different types of people, like mentally ill, like violent people. And why does everybody want to be silent about all the Muslims around the world that are knifing people? You're going to tell us they're not Muslims? Come on, we know they are. That's their MO. That's their method. They love stabbing people. It's probably approved in their book of misinformation. In fact, a lot of things in their book of misinformation is approved to kill non-believers. You don't want to believe that bag of misinformation they got in that book. Well, that gives them right to kill you. Is that insane? Why are we catering to these people? They don't belong in civilization. Let them stay in their third world country and kill themselves to the end of time. You know? But you let these trashy people into a civilized world, and they end up victimizing us, the people who did them the favor. I mean, what kind of stupidity is going on? Well, we know government stupidity, because they only do what the people above them, the New World Order, tells them to do or pays them to do. So there has to be a revolution, a rebellion in every country in the world now. Once we, you know, and replace this thing we've grown accustomed to call government. We need a better system than government. We shouldn't even call it government anymore. We should call it assistance or something. We should call it coordinating agencies to coordinate the resources to take care of the needs. This thing about government, mayors, oh, I have mayors, oh my God. You know, I'm a New York City resident. Listen, New York used to be a great place to live, but the last couple of mayors destroyed it, and this guy they got in now, nothing but a puppet, you know. He's got no solutions to anything. And what is he? He's putting the nail, they gave him the nail and the hammers, and he's nailing in putting the final nails in the coffin for New York City. Man, used to be the greatest city in the world. It's not anymore. And I know, I'm a resident. You know, I'm telling you, it's not the greatest city in the world anymore. They've destroyed freedom in the city. They've destroyed the traffic situation. They've just created one bad decision after another. And all the decisions have raised the cost of living, too. And then who do we have to thank? Government for that. And the politicians are all crooks. And it's sad. It's sad. So we need to really replace these government organizations and start paying taxes. Remember, no taxation without representation. Well, hey, history repeats itself. We have the same thing in America here. We're being taxed. And we're not getting a true representation for that tax money, you know? And so we need to begin replacing the agencies, the three-letter agencies that we don't really need because they're all phonies. FDA, come on, they don't even do their own testing. What good is what they say? What is it? What? Why is it important? And there's plenty of evidence out there. They're giving bribe money and then they approve your thing. People have real health care things that will cut into the profits of Big Pharma, and they are rejected. Sometimes these people are killed even. Do you realize how many doctors have been killed because they wanted to speak the truth? And other people are thrown in jail. Their good inventions are always confiscated. Talk about things confiscated. Well, what about, why isn't nobody looking into the Smithsonian Institute and all the artifacts that the world, New World Order people don't want us to know about? You know, skeletons of giants and hieroglyphics found in the Grand Canyon and the stuff that quickly disappears, you know? And anything to do with ETs communicating with humans in the past. They don't want us to know any of that. They don't want us to think either. You know, I mean, how many more times are we going to let these fake organizations known as government, evil organizations known as government, puppets for the New World Order, how many times are we going to let them keep slamming the door in our face? You know? And they don't think twice about it now because they've gotten away with all this. You realize that millions of people got killed with the COVID insanity because government ordered it and people were gutless to stand up against the government? It's going to continue. They're going to pick on another group, any group they can find to pick. Hey, they're picking on the farmers now, right? They want to create a food crisis. Then they can send Bill Gates in with his GMO food with all that farmland he bought in America. He's the biggest farmland owner in America. How could this be allowed to happen? Government allows this to happen, you know, because they make the rules and they get to give the okay. That's why we have to really make government obsolete and set up a better system, you know, plenty of better systems. There's a good name. Coordinating systems can be set up. And all decisions need to be voted with legal voting machines that can't be tampered with. You know, I invented the voting machine that can't be tampered with. Oh, yeah, I did. Nobody was ever interested in it. Nothing I mentioned quite some time ago. I went around. I thought people, governments want that. No, no government wants an honest machine. They want a cheat to win because they're paid to keep the cheating machines in. You can't trust electronic machines. No way. You could make them more accurate and more tamper-proof, but they don't want to do that. Machines now, what's the even point of having the 2024 election unless it's like I say, that all the Democrats and all the Republicans vote for me, and we don't have to worry about it. We know that I'm going to be elected, and we'll all have a party and get along fine, and we don't even have to watch the voting machines. And it'll be the most joyous time. And we need to have joyous times. And people need to be putting smiles on their faces, telling more jokes. You know, people don't tell jokes anymore. The social, you know, that's been all part of the thing. It started with the earplugs with the radios back in the 70s. And then it migrated into now we got everyone face glued in the cell phone and earbuds in, too. And it creates an anti-social situation. And that's what the New World Order wants. They want an anti-social populace that they can manipulate around. They'll allow you to watch the TV fake news so you can be given your orders of how to behave and what to comply with. Look, they're trying to push those vaccine passports again, and they will trick some stupid people into putting more poisons into their body. And it's really a horror story. It's like the ultimate horror science fiction scare movie of what's going on. And people, you're allowing this to happen because you're gutless. You're not willing to get off that couch and unite with your neighbors and stand up and force these people out of government and force a situation upon them where you are given final say on everything. Doesn't matter what they vote, doesn't matter what they decree. You have to have final say. Unless you don't have a system where the people and a majority vote has the final say with voting machines that can't be tampered with, unless it's set up like that, you don't have any power. You know, the whole idea of the Republic sounded good. Better than the king, yeah. Until they quickly found out how to control the governments and the republics. You know, maybe remind everybody again, hey, this is Colin Radio Show. If you've got something dynamic to say about the aliens, about the ETs, about how the ascension thing is going, yeah, call in, 888-627-6008. But it's a bad situation the way it is, and they're only going to make it worse. Don't think that the bad guys are going to go away. They control all the governments. They control all the weapons, basically, except for the American citizens that have a significant supply of ammo and guns. That's why we hold on to the guns, not because we want to kill people. It's because we suspect that the government is going to try to force us into the concentration camps, you know? And they won't gas us like the Germans did. They've got high-frequency weapons that can pulverize us into mush when they have us locked up in a confined area. Yeah, they can do that. And they will be moving towards that. You know, we've been warned about the FEMA centers. Well, I'm just warning everybody here. People, you got to get out and talk to your neighbors. You got to talk about confronting the local politicians first. You need to take over your local town first. And you got to get them to do only what you want. And you got to set up some tamper-proof voting machines. Hey, I can tell you how to do it, but you have to contact me. You don't want flooding in your neighborhood. Hey, you got to get your government to contact me and be willing to pay me to show them how to do it. Not that difficult. You want to solve the border crisis in Texas, if you happen to be down there, or Arizona, you got to get into contact with the people in the government who are willing to pay me to come down there and solve their problem that they're too stupid to solve. And you might find out the government doesn't want to do that because they're getting big bribe money to let the situation go haywire because all they care about is their selfish little selves. So don't be surprised when you get the door slammed in you and they don't even want to talk to you. That's why, there needs to be revolution because not too many politicians are willing to cooperate with the scam they got going. So there has to be a physical revolution. We don't want to hurt or kill anybody, but I tell you one thing, with a little planning, we can sure make their lives as miserable as they've made our lives, and then maybe they give us a second thought and a little more consideration. Sometimes that's what you got to do, give people a taste of their own medicine. And I wish it was just all peachy keen and love because, you know, we tried to, in America, they tried to do that with the love revolution back in the 60s with the mind-expanding consciousness of psychedelics. And the government wanted to stomp that out so badly because they didn't want us to be loving and kind and getting along. Because the world controllers were already in the beginning of their New World Order plan to get everyone fighting with everyone and bloodshed and killing and killing and killing. And that's what the governments want. That's what the New World Order wants. And they've got control of all the governments to make that happen now. Look at this crazy thing going on with the war in Ukraine. Oh, my God. They got every government in the world giving money to the Ukraine, and they got that no-good little run. You know, little demon guy, the Z-man there. He's, you know, no matter how much he gets, he goes, oh, we need more. We need, next thing he'll be asking for nuclear weapons. I mean, that's the only thing he hasn't asked for, really. He's asking for fighter jets. He wants full-scale war. Like, we're all going to, you're going to drag us into World War III and to against a big country that has the largest stockpile of nuclear weapons on the planet, much bigger than the United States. And you're going to drag us into that. You want to drag the whole world into that, which is total annihilation. And you think you've got it. You're going to be safe because you're a New World Order prodigy boy. And you can go down to your bunker and hide out when the nuclear bombs go off. This guy is misleading the whole world. And look, every government in the world is listening to him. And they're complying. They're dragging their feet a little, but they're all complying. And they've all jumped on the bandwagon where they all scream and shout, Putin's the bear guy, Putin's the bear guy, you know. Meanwhile, the Z-man there in Ukraine, he's worse than Putin. And I think it could be easily proved that he's the reason that the Russians decided to attack Ukraine. Him and his crooked bastards in government, they're one of the most crooked regimes in the face of the earth, the Ukrainians. Look. Who do they have? And who do they bribe? They bribe U.S. people big time. Yeah, they bribe the president of the United States. They even bribed him when he was the vice president. And, of course, they bribe his son because those crooks stick together in the president's family. You know? His people are guilty of sin. There's so much evidence against them, and yet they're walking around free. Well, have to be the president of the United States. Unbelievable. Shows you how corrupt the thing is. Don't expect any help from the authorities. And from what I understand, listening to the ET people that I follow, that only a small portion of the U.S. military is want to change the situation here. The rest are under the control of the dark side. That isn't too helpful, but this is what is going on, and we, you know, physical actions are needed to get the governments to give up their hell-bent destruction of humanity. That's where we're at. But meanwhile, we need to be happy. You know, we need to be kind to each other, but we need to start talking to our neighbors, and we need to start mounting an offensive to stop this before it gets any worse. If you watch the fake news, you know they're going in for the kill. They want more vaccines, more vaccine passports. They want to take away the currency, money, and they want to make it everybody stuck with their digital system where they, if they don't like what you say, they can make you poor in a day. And then they'll drag you out of your house and stick you in the concentration camps. And then they can microwave you to death there at the flick of a switch. Because they want to get rid of people. They don't have no value for your life. And the people that in government are just willing to take the bribe money and look the other way. Traitorous bastards. Heartless. And they're allowing this to happen. That's why physical actions are necessary to stop this insanity. Stop these insane people from destroying humanity and everything that's good about humanity. We're not that far from planet Earth ascending, but the latest information, it might not be for another 2 years. Well, a lot of bad things can happen in 2 years, and these guys, if you watch the fake news, they are hell-bent on destroying us in any way possible. They want us all eating GMO food. They want us eating bugs. They're poisoning the water. They're poisoning the air with chemtrails. They're lighting fires to poison the air some more. And there's no end to this. You know, they'll have more nuclear plant catastrophes. You know, they're building up to that one if you can't see it happening. So, you know, there's an old saying, you know, there ain't no justice except what you make for yourself. In fact, I invented that saying, put it into a song called Ain't No Justice. Remember the first time I tried to put that song out on YouTube, they took it down. It was offensive, they thought, for some reason. I don't know. But I made another version of it. That got taken down. Then it got put back up again. But we need to concentrate on good things. And there's a good thing out there now on YouTube. You know, I got to promote my own stuff because nobody else. You know, I work alone in this world. It's difficult. But, you know, I'm not afraid to do it. And I know what I'm doing. Beatlemania in America. You know, go to YouTube.com, Google it. In the search bar, the YouTube.com search bar, and you might even get it if you just Google it, but Beatlemania in America. It's the only one title with those exact words. But it's a YouTube thing. It's 10 minutes, 4 seconds long, so you know when you get it. It's by me, Tom Edison, in case it doesn't come up right away. Add my name by Tom Edison, but do that on the YouTube Google search bar, YouTube search bar, and find out a little about the band that changed the world, the hysteria they created, the love they created, the love they projected, and the love they got back. And in those 10 minutes there, you'll get a little glimpse of four guys who changed the world without even trying to, and changed it for the better. And these are the kind of things we need to focus on, too. But we still have to stand up and confront these bad guys in the street, the government, because just watch the fake news. You see, they're hell-bent on taking away every drop of breath we have, all of our freedoms. And they're proud of it, and they're bragging about how it's going to make our world a better place. La-di-da. Well, I don't know. Tell your friends to tune in next week and take seriously, hey, I'm running for president. You know, you people, if you really want a real president who's non-political, knows how to solve problems, knows how to unite both the big parties, you should seriously get in contact with me. Contact information is on BBS Radio. You know, go to my show, look up my show, and follow around what's on there, and you'll find out how to contact me. Or you can call into the radio show next week. Okay, we're going to go out of here now. And, hey, subscribe to my show. Could use some money, you know. As a self-producer, you know, I pay for the show. I don't get paid to do the show, but I could use some support to help me pay do the show, you know. I'm not on coast to coast here. I'm not getting a big salary. So I can use any little help I can get, you know. Hey, we all need a little help from my friends. Anyhow, we're going to come out of here. Now I'm going to give the countdown. You're going to hear 30 seconds of my most tasteful guitar solo at the end of Are You the Partying Kind? Of course, that's the video on YouTube. Also, followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. It's the first song on my CD Baby album, Songs Better Than Dylan. You know, listen to them all free on YouTube and, you know, buy one. 99 cents only. I'm sure you'll like one of them. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. 5-4-3-2-1-0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh, no, I was here, took my stand. Without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop and look, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without being